USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors, you need, and not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask.
President Biden making that announcement at the White House. The president also touting the progress that's been made in the fight against the coronavirus over the past 3+ months. A reporter, though, did have a question for the president.
What message were you sending by wearing a mask outside alone?
And watching me take it off and not put it back on till I get inside.
President Biden wants Harris County, Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez to take the helm of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. The Senate will need to confirm Gonzalez to the post. The market's relatively flat on Tuesday. At the close, the Dow edging up 3 points to 33,984. The S&P lost 1 point, and the NASDAQ dropped 48. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Intellectual property is one of the most valuable asset classes on the planet, but has historically been difficult to transact. In a move to make it easier to monetize intellectual property, IP, IBM and IPWE announced plans to mint non-fungible tokens, NFTs, representing patents. This is the world's first blockchain-based patent registry, using developed tools such as smart pooling, natural language processing-based summaries of patents, and advanced portfolio analytics, all using IBM technology. The tokenization of IP will help position patents to be more easily sold, traded, commercialized, or otherwise monetized to bring new liquidity to this asset class for investors and innovators. Shyam Nagarajan, IBM GBS client partner.
The use of NFTs to represent patents will help create completely new ways to interact with IP. This can benefit not only large enterprises that have significant intellectual property, but it will bring new opportunities to small and medium enterprises and even individual IP owners.
Visit IBM.com/blockchain.
Swing state Democratic senators are continuing to throw cold water on the move to pack the Supreme Court with 4 additional justices. Arizona Republican Senator Mark Kelly saying the more responsible thing to do is to keep 9 justices. Echoing those comments as well, Democratic Senator from Nevada, Catherine Cortez Mastro. The field is set for the 147th Kentucky Derby.
14 essential quality, Brad Cox, Louis Saez.
The undefeated champion, Essential Quality, is the morning line 2-1 favorite in Saturday's race. Drawing the unpopular number 1 post on the rail is trainer Todd Pletcher's horse, Known Agenda.
Well, it certainly wasn't the one we were hoping for, but, you know, I've often said sometimes you get bad trips from good posts and good trips from bad posts. So I think hopefully with the new starting gate, you know, that'll make a little bit of a difference, but, you know, no question about it, it's not what we wanted.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on the coronavirus pandemic, the former CDC director is seeing a disturbing trend when it comes to people and their second COVID-19 vaccine shot.
Nearly 30% of Americans have been fully vaccinated, but the CDC says more than 5 million Americans have gotten their first shot and missed the second. The latest data shows that about 140 million people, more than 42% of all Americans, have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. Dr. Richard Besser says that the rising number of people missing the second shot is worrisome. The former acting director of the CDC tells CNN that the second dose is needed as additional protection against variants of the virus.
Early vaccine recipients had a much higher completion rate for their second dose. And the reason it's concerning is that we know that with the first dose, you get a pretty good level of those protective factors, the antibodies. But with that second dose, the level goes up. And the belief is that with the second dose, you're going to get a much longer lasting protection. So getting that first dose is great, but coming back for that second dose is really important, especially as we have variants that are traveling around.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Senators are continuing to look into fraud and scams related to the coronavirus outbreak. Tennessee Republican Marsha Blackburn noting that people have been spending more time online during the pandemic and said millions of Americans are vulnerable to fraud. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.